Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Todd Starnes of Fox News got his hands on a 600-plus page manual the military uses to train its equal opportunity officers, which reads like something out of the DNC playbook. That racism is everywhere. Assume racism is anywhere, everywhere, all the time. And they talk about white people using the tactic of denial when they say it's a level playing field. This is a land of equal opportunity. So, in other words, what the military is teaching, what the Pentagon is teaching, is what the left teaches, that we still do not live in a land of equal opportunity. It's still 1954. Get to the back of the bus, even though we have a black president, a black attorney general, blacks on the U.S. Supreme Court, in Congress, elected all over the country. This is amazing to me. Let's see. Also, code words they should watch out for. I have it just as bad as anyone else. If a white person says they have it just as bad as anyone else, that is denial of racism. Now, some of these other white people are under attack. Okay. That's the first one that comes close to anything that might be perceived as white supremacist. He spoke with former Congressman and Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who, in a nutshell, said he wants a congressional investigation. West wants this investigated. This is the Obama administration's outreach of social justice into the U.S. military, he told me. Equal opportunity in the Army that I grew up in did not have anything to do with white privilege, and West says he's very concerned about it. When the president talked about fundamentally transforming the U.S., I believe he also had a dedicated agenda of going after the U.S. military, he said. The priorities of this administration are totally whacked. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Saeed in Green Bay. Saeed, go ahead.
Yes, I think there's a this emphasis on affirmative action is destroying many institutions. Let me preface what I'm going to say by telling you that I totally believe in giving a helping hand to particularly in the education process, to people of any race or color who find themselves in having been dealt a bad card. No question about that. However, this emphasis on affirmative action is destroying our universities as an institution. I this last summer had an opportunity to travel to a number of universities to take my daughter around for picking a college, and I listened to directors of admissions, one after the other, essentially articulate the same thing. If you have a minority, protect a minority status, you're in pretty good shape. You can get admitted with less than a competitive record. And in the educational content itself, in our universities, what used to be core requirements, the teaching of Western civilization, the foundations of our democracy, are no longer required anywhere. They're no longer taught anywhere. Now it's been replaced to either nothing at all, or if there's any requirement, is gender studies, minority studies. And this emphasis on valuing diversity as an end in itself is applicable to everything except for political thought. There seems to be in our universities no real interest in having a diversity of political thought.
Saeed, I agree with everything you just said, but wouldn't you say this goes even beyond affirmative action, what the Pentagon's doing here?
It's unbelievable to me that that's even that's taking place. Our military is the only segment of our government that works, and we have deconstructed healthcare. Our next objective is to deconstruct our military.
Saeed, I got to let you go there to let someone else weigh in. And that's what Colonel West is saying. He believes that the military has been the target of the Obama administration. This is, I overuse the word shocking, but what else do you say anymore? When I started reading this thing that Todd Starnes posted yesterday, I couldn't, and by the way, he does have a link to some of the stuff from the actual manual. So what we are teaching the Pentagon training is assume that everybody that isn't black is racist, that isn't Hispanic is racist. That is almost further left than the Democrats. Marge from Kohler, it's our military. Marge, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, I have thought about this issue long and hard. Obama is being referred to as our first black president. He is not our first black president. He is mixed racial. And he has done more, in my opinion, to divide this country racially than any other president before him. And I think I speak with a certain amount of emphasis because I happen to have racially mixed grandchildren. My son is in the military, and he's married to a black woman. And, it is such a joke to hear him constantly playing the race card and saying he's the first black president, and commentators doing it all the time.
I was just going to say, Marge, and not to let the president off the hook, but thanks a lot for the call. I would say it's more the media and liberals in general that what's happened is, and now you see this permeating the military, every criticism of a minority is racism. Anytime a minority doesn't get ahead, it's racism. This is the mindset that Jim Crow never ended, that splits America, and now we see which side our military is on. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, Anthony in La Crosse. Anthony, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, it irritates me. I think that this will continue as long as the government or America in general does not force assimilation into the American culture. And it is only supported when we allow or when we refer to people as a hyphenation of, you know, African American or, Hispanic American or something like this. And if we cannot get the people to be proud to be Americans, this will continue on for generations and generations. It's unfortunate that the current administration and the current political party and somewhat power wants to continuously throw fuel on this fire. And the bad thing is that they're getting the next generation, my children and all of that, to believe that this actually does exist. I know that there may be certain pockets, and we travel south and understand that there are some feelings, racial feelings down south for some odd reason. I don't understand why it exists. I'm a military brat, traveled all over the world, and you got to judge a person on their character. And as long as they keep throwing fuel on this fire and hyphenated American titles, it's always going to exist.
Anthony, thanks for the call, and he makes an excellent point there. And I agree. I'm not saying that racism is dead. It will never be dead. White racism against blacks, black racism against whites, it's always going to be there. But the more that we try to hyperventilate it, the more we try to over-exaggerate it, the more we have a self-fulfilling prophecy. And yeah, it's one thing where we're dealing with this in society, and yes, you hear the cases of shopping while black and driving while black, and I am not suggesting that there are never instances in this country where blacks are treated unfairly because they're black. I'm not saying that. But to suggest that it's systemic, that now the way the U.S. military is, how do we ever get past this? If the Pentagon is training people that, yes, anytime a white person suggests they don't live in heaven, they're just racist and they don't understand their own racism. They don't understand the privilege that's built into being white. I would argue that for the most part, and I stress, for the most part, in America today, there is a level playing field. There is one area, and it's the most important area in my mind, there is one area that is a legitimate civil rights issue today, and it is the one liberals will not touch. You know what it is, right? There is systemic racism against black, all minorities, but particularly blacks today. You know where it comes from? The left, the education establishment. The one racism that blacks really feel today is they have lousy schools in most parts of the country. And the education establishment and the Democrats who support them and vice versa will not allow for school choice and other school reform to improve K through 12 education. Blacks do make less. Blacks are more victims of and perpetrators of crime. Why? Because they have a horrible education disadvantage. That's why. And the white liberal education establishment will do nothing to fix it. Do you want to know what the white privilege is? Today, white kids have better schools. And then you have a woman who sends me an email because I criticize the Green Bay School District. She points out, well, you know, they have a lot more diversity. In other words, they have to deal with a lot more blacks and Hispanics than the suburbs of Green Bay. So, of course, their job is harder. That's racist on her part. Really? How about you teach those black kids? Eric in Green Bay. Eric, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. You know, I was in the Marines about 10 or 15 years ago, and all I saw was equality. There's obviously race, like you said, racism will always exist. But, I mean, as a matter of policy or procedure from all the leaders I ever dealt with, I mean, equality was everywhere. I mean, it really was. We were always told, you know, you're not black, you're not white, we're all green, you know?
Well, that's.
And
I'm glad you.
Sort of,
go ahead.
This sort of thing is just going to create dissension in the military. You know, this is going to create racism. This is disgusting.
That boy, you've just made a lot of good points there. So your time in the Marines, you never felt that you had an edge that a person of color did not.
No, never. I mean, never. I mean, racism. As a young man going into the Marines, I learned a lot about racism and to not be racist. I mean, not that I grew up to mm-hmm. be racist, but I mean, geez, you know, being around, you know, people from all over the country and all over the world, I mean, you learn a lot about life. And I mean, geez, racism never entered my mind. I mean, this is horrible. I can't believe this.
I really, it is unbelievable. Eric, thanks a lot for the call. By the way, Todd Starnes writes, I truly wish the Pentagon would return my telephone calls. I would like to know how teaching soldiers, airmen and sailors about white privilege and fomenting racial division, and he's exactly right about this, fomenting racial division helps them protect our nation from the enemy. An emailer wrote, he misses the days of the Cold War when we had a common enemy. Now we're fighting each other. And the military, of all institutions, the military, which once was segregated, the military is now pouring gasoline on this fire. Ron on the road. Ron, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
I'm doing well, Jerry, and I, too, was in the Marine Corps probably about 42 years ago. And, no, we were all treated equally, but I came off of a farm in Pulaski here, and I'll tell you what, I turned 18 in the Marine Corps, and that's, I guess, when I was never prejudiced, but when I hit the Marine Corps, that's when I became prejudiced, and that's the truth. You got to overlook, I guess. There's good and bad in every race, but that's where I myself became prejudiced a bit, through the Marine Corps. But it wasn't their fault. It was the people I was around.
I'm going to let that sit on it. I guess I don't want to explore what changes you went through. Mike in Green Bay. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Get ready for racism with the Obamacare, because you can.
Yeah,
dollar that there aren't going to be any blacks or Mexicans having to go to jail or pay a fine.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
Well, you hypothesize that. I will say this, Mike. There has been racism exposed in Obamacare, where segregation, where there's a provision in Obamacare that thinks it's desirable to have black doctors with black patients, white doctors with white patients, and so on. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 950.
Jerry Bader Show.